Okay.
Hello. Hello, hello around the world. This is Roberto Alvarez Cayoso for the AG News Show. And we have here one of the greatest bloggers from Nigeria, Whitney. Before we continue, me being a U.S. Latin, born here because of Cuban blood and everything, we have a great affinity with your great nation of Nigeria, in culture and everything. And I have a love for your country.
That's good, Roberto.
But I wanted to bring up your blog.
Thank you.
How did you get started with your blog, and what are you doing in your blog to help people?
Okay, my blog started in 2016, precisely September 2016, and it's an inspirational blog where I get to share my walks and experiences and all that happens to me with my fans. Okay, basically Whitney Ibe blog is a place where I find solitude. Okay, where I get to talk about how I feel, what I feel when I do feel it. The aim or the objective for the people give up on themselves. Yeah, because at that point in time when I started the blog, I was at a very, very difficult place. And I didn't know how else to share my experiences, so I took to writing. Yeah. And then there was this post I made sometime in September. Yeah, it was about heaven. And the responses I got gave me the motivation to write more. Because, you know, as a writer, we always experience writer's block where we get to write something and people don't get to see it. But the reviews, the likes, and the comments I got from that article really, really motivated me. And I said to myself, okay, I can do this. It's time I just keep sharing it. Somebody needs to know that it's going to be okay. You know, and stumbling isn't falling. You just have to find your balance. And that was it.
Great. You started in WordPress, was your blog in WordPress from the beginning, or did you start from another medium before going to WordPress?
Well, no, I actually started from my little book called Diary. I do have a diary, and until I summoned up the courage to write on WordPress. Now, WordPress is one of the best platforms I would recommend for any upcoming blogger. Okay, they have an amazing interface, very friendly. Okay, and I started off with WordPress.
Yeah, the reason why I asked this question about WordPress was right now I have been in WordPress for, 12 years. I've been WordPress since 2007, but I was in a different medium in the year 2006. So my blog is about 13 years old, but I'm now 12 years with WordPress. And I have never had any problems with WordPress. And I've had readers from all over the world, from Spain, of course, United States, Cuba, Argentina, even Nigeria, Mozambique, and Angola have read me, and Pakistan as well. And I've read your blog, and it's very, very, it's excellent, it's very beautiful. You also have in your blog, you have an area for self-help, or for helping other people help themselves. How important is it for those to help themselves, given the fact that some people want to help us, but they think we're not able to help ourselves?
Okay, I'm not sure I got that correctly. I couldn't hear you there.
Okay, you have a blog in which you help people tell people how to help themselves. How have we managed to get people to help themselves without relying on others who say they want to help us, but they don't give us the tools to help ourselves?
Are you asking how I get to help people?
I'm asking of how we instruct people to help themselves without relying on outside sources.
I always tell people that, I think one of the quotes I live by is that most of our greatest strength lies in our scars. Okay? But the fact that you fail doesn't mean it's over with you. The ability to get up off your body is what truly matters. Motivation is inborn. Yes, we have other factors out there that get you to be better. But if you want to find fulfillment, it should come from within. Okay? Now, before anyone can help you, you have to identify that you need the help as well. I can help you if you don't reach out that you need help. Admitting that you've got a problem is key. And knowing that you believe in yourself enough to find the help is also important. Now, my advice to people out there who need help and don't know how to go about it, start by admitting, first of all, that you need help. Secondly, don't take the garbage people has poured on you. You are more than your scars, than the it in you, than you give yourself credit. Okay? And it's enough strength. Knowing when to speak out truly, truly matters. That's it, Roberto.
Yeah. Where can people visit your blog? Where can you have people visit your blogs or consult with you?
Okay, you can either search for me on www.whitneyebayblog.com, or you can email me at meetwhitneyebayblog@gmail.com.
Okay, I want to thank you very much for this time that we've had in the interview. I want to wish you the best in your blog. And before I leave, I have another question. You always made references to God in your blog. How important is God in your life?
Okay, first and foremost, I want to state here clearly that there is no me without God. And I see him as the model. I see him as the channel to everything great in life. I mean, God is a force to reckon with. You have him, you have everything. And it got to a point in my life where I came to understand that no man was going to do this or get me to where I am today without him. Now, I give special gratitude, respect, honor to everyone that has stood by me all these years, but God got me this far. And I want to tell everyone listening to me right now that with him, you can never go wrong. And he's really important. And it's, you leave him out of the picture. I don't know. Have him in the picture, he would take care of the rest.
Okay. I do want to thank you, Whitney, for coming to the AG News Show. For me, it is a pleasure and an honor. And I want people to visit your blog at Whitney Blog with WordPress, and to write to Whitney for any problems. In the meanwhile, I want to say that may God bless you, and may God bless the people of Nigeria.
Thank you very much, Roberto. I'm glad you had me.
For me, you're one of my favorite blogs, and it is also because of you that I'm going from Spanish to English, so that the people of Nigeria and other English-speaking countries in Africa, like Uganda and Tanzania, may understand. Of course, United States too, but mostly for Africa.
Thank you very much, Roberto. I'm really honored to hear you say this. Thank you.
We are we're not just only brothers in Christ. Even though I was born in America, my roots are Cuba and Spain. And we have plenty in common. Not only in the word, not only Christ-centered, but also culturally. Most of the music of Cuba and the Latin music of before a long time ago had roots in Nigeria and had roots in Equatorial Guinea and in Angola. And I want to wish you the best in your blog and keep blogging.
Thank you, Roberto.
And this is Roberto Alvarez Galloso for the AG News Show with Whitney. And I'll be leaving. May God bless every one of you from all over the four corners of the world. And best wishes.
Thank you very much, Roberto.
Thanks.
Thank you.